very, very bad day. And I come home and you say, I am just so
worn out.
And are there degrees of being tired?
Yes.
Would you change a term for using it?
You might. A slang expression, I'm just whipped out. But I'm just worn out. I'm utterly worn out.
Well, if you're just normal.
I'm just tired.
When someone becomes ill, you would say she?
I'd say she's sick.
And how? She?
Got sick. She got sick yesterday. I'd say get sick rather than became. Mm-hmm.
And how about a cold? He?
Caught cold.
Every time we get to that point, I start.
You can't go do that.
What I just did was a
cough.
Maybe that was it. Power suggestion. If you have a cold, sometimes you can't talk very well. You have a raspy sound. You are
hoarse.
We're talking about the word take. I don't like to mess.
You want me to say take, took, take it? What you call it?
I'll just give you the word. Right. A person who doesn't hear very well is
deaf.
Another word for perspiration is?
Sweat.
Right. Which would you use more?
Perspiration.
A kind of sore.
Now look, you listen, if you hear a cop will come and ring the doorbell, it's time for it, and the doorbell rings way back in the back, and we may not hear it. Maybe I'll just look out of this sound.
Again, a kind of sore that's very painful.
Bowel.
Now, would you tell me how you think of this as looking?
Red and inflamed and swollen, and sometimes with pus in it. We say it has a core, sometimes a carbuncle has a core.
Is it different from a carbuncle?
Yes, carbuncle is, in my estimation, is a more serious affection than a bowel. It's more stubborn, harder to get rid of.
Are there any other synonyms you use for bowel?
Some people say arising, but we never did say that. But that's common in this area. Used to be years ago. People don't have bowels like they used to.
No, they don't.
They don't now, do they? I bet your little boy wouldn't know what you meant.
He'd think of the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder why that is. If we eat more sensibly or something, I don't know what it might be. But I don't know when I've ever heard of anybody having a regular old-fashioned bowel. I've got scars on my knees where I had them as a child.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have them?
Mm-hmm. We'd have them every once in a while. I don't know. I mean, once, twice a year or more than that, you'd have a boil.
My goodness. Uh-huh. Well, now you have bumps in
your head. But this was a regular big. It was a rising.
The yellowish liquid there is. All right.
Can you go on back there?
The yellowish white liquid inside of oil is?
Pus. Or matter. Sometimes we call it matter.
Okay.
Sometimes we call it matter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the word swell, speaking of an infection or an inflammation. After the wasp stings, your hand will
swell.
It and
swelled yesterday and has swollen, I guess, is good form. Sounds a little funny.
Would you say swollen?
Yeah, I believe so. It had swollen considerably. Might say it swelled considerably. I believe either one's acceptable there.
To you.
Uh-huh.
And a cut might be called an open.
Oh. Not abrasion. That's kind of scary. Scraping your hand.
Or you might think of, someone might say, I have a pain in my leg from an old war.
Wound.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the body referred to in a sort of a literary way, and it gives you a sense of its being transient, as in compared to the soul, a kind of flesh.
It happen out.
I'm thinking of you speaking of a certain kind of flesh.
Mortal? No, I don't. Just what you're getting at, honey.